everyone. So it's been a week since my last podcast, or maybe like a little over a week since my last podcast. You know what it is. It's Brandis here. It's tea time with TT. And so today I wanted to talk about I wanted to come and talk about my child and education and just being responsible in her studies. So my daughter is in the fourth grade and she goes to a private school. It's a Christian private school. And so for the last like few weeks, you know, we only got a couple of weeks for school left. And for the last couple of days, minus today, she had been getting, I had been getting texts from her teacher about her behavior. My daughter, she's 10, you know, typical 10-year-old. She's not bad. However, she can get off focus in class, and she can definitely have a smart mouth as far as, you know, telling the teacher, you know, what she don't feel like doing and things of that nature. And so the other day she got a disciplinary note sent home from her teacher. And so my thing with her, I went to go pick her up from aftercare on Tuesday. And the one thing that I try not to do is I try not to whoop my daughter. Doesn't mean I don't believe in whoopings. I absolutely am an advocate for spankings. I think sometimes they are well-deserved. However, in this instance, my daughter is 10. And I don't have the capacity nor the patience to try to wrangle her down to spank her butt. So the thing that I usually do with my daughter is I am one of those moms who I will embarrass you in front of your peers, in front of my friends, in front of your friends, in front of your teachers. It does not matter to me. I am not discriminatory against embarrassment. I am not a respecter of person against embarrassment. So when I picked her up from aftercare, I began to give her a lecture and I let her know, you know, 12 hours out of the day, you are at school with your teachers. They stand in the proxy of me, because I can't be there to teach you. I can't be there to watch you and to tell you what to do and what not to do in the classroom. So while you are at school, that is your parent, so to speak. And so I explained to her, you know, you only have 7 or 8 days left in school. There is no reason why I should be getting a text from your teacher stating that you are being disruptive, that you are talking in the classroom. Like, these are conversations that I've had with her over and over again throughout the course of the year. Just because, you know, I have to remind her, you don't pay no bills. Like, what bills in that school do you pay? You don't pay them. So, therefore, you don't have the right to decide what you do and don't feel like doing. I often tell her, you know, I don't feel like doing a lot of stuff that I do when I'm at work. However, if I'm having a bad morning, I cannot take that out on my patients that come into the office. I still have to be pleasant. I still have to be you know, kind, and I still have to greet and deal with the public on a regular basis. So therefore, whatever tiredness I'm feeling, whatever, you know, whatever feeling I have as far as being upset or I'm just not having a good morning, I have to swallow that. I have to swallow that. I have to put that aside, and I have to put on my game face when I walk into my office, because at the end of the day, my patients, the patients who come into our practice, do not care if I was having a bad morning. They're coming in there to get a service. They are paying for that service. Their insurance is paying for that service. And so this cannot happen. And so I have to, you know, explain to my daughter, like, it doesn't matter how you feel. If you are tired when you get to school and you having a bad day, then we need to fix it when you get home. That means you need to be in the bed. You need to take your shower when you get home. You need to eat your dinner and you need to go to bed, because obviously lack of sleep causes you not to focus throughout the day. And I am getting tired of getting these texts. And so I was explaining this to her. I was in front of her aftercare teachers, and they were, you know, agreeing with me, saying the same thing, reiterating what I was saying, and just trying to encourage her, you know, you're doing so good. And, you know, we only have 8 days of school left. And so the one thing my daughter hates, she hates for me to embarrass her. That is the one thing, like, I explained to her. I said, while we were walking home, I explained to her, I said, you know, I could whoop you. However, giving you a whooping is not going to really do anything. It's going to hurt for a little bit. And once that pain goes away, you're going to go back to whatever you're doing. However, if I embarrass you in front of your friends here, then you're going to remember that. You're going to remember that, and you're not going to want me to do that again. And it's funny, because I explained to her, I said, trust me, I know. I have been 10. I've been where you are. And I know what I'm talking about. And the things that I try to instill in you is so you don't have to make those same mistakes that I made. You don't have to go through and make your journey more difficult than it has to be. And I said, the same thing that I'm telling you are the same things that my parents told me. And now, me being a parent, I understand where my parents were coming from. And I think we're all like that. I think that, you know, at some point, when we become parents or when we become adults, we realize that the things, if we have good parents who love us, who want to see the best for us, and they want us to be better than them, we understand as we get older and we look back and reflect on the mistakes that we made in our early years, we understand, you know, what our parents were trying to teach us. And oftentimes, I laugh just to bring it to a spiritual aspect. Lots of times, I laugh because I'm like, God, you're so funny. Because it always comes back to my mind, the same way that I chastise my daughter is sometimes the same way God is chastising us. It's like, I keep having to bring you to this place. You keep making the same mistakes. And I keep telling you to trust me. I got you. I know where you're headed. If you just listen to me, you can avoid some of the pitfalls that you will go through if you do it your way. And a lot of times, those are the things that God is trying to instill in us. He's trying to say, hey, I know a better way. And if you just listen to me and you follow me, I can keep you from going into those places that will cause you to backtrack. Or that's going to cause you to slip up, or that's going to cause you to feel like you have lost a lot of time that you can't get back. And so I always find myself that when I'm disciplining my daughter, I feel like, okay, God, I hear you. You know, it's the same, this is the same discipline that you are trying to get me to understand. That sometimes there are decisions that I make out of frustration. There are decisions that I make because I just don't want to do it his way, because I'm looking for instant gratification. And so I make those decisions, and it always leads me into trouble. And had I just been still and trust that God has my best interest at heart and that he's going to lead me in the way that I should go, I would be the better for it. I would see the reward instead of being apprehensive about the punishment. Because as I explained to my daughter, I don't like doing this. I don't like coming to your school and having to lecture you in front of people. I don't like doing that. However, my daughter knows I don't have a problem with doing that. And I told her I would make it my business to come up to your school, to leave work at a time where I can come and pick you up. I make it my business. If I keep getting these texts and these notes from your teacher, I'll make it my business to be up at your school, and you'll get this lecture every day in front of your friends every day. And they're going to be like, ooh, your mom, me. You right. Because I care about my daughter. Because I know that she has much more potential to go further than I have gone. And she can get there a lot quicker than I can. So, I'm willing to do that. And sometimes I feel like, you know, God is willing to do the same thing. Like, I'm willing to chastise you so that you are embarrassed about the decision that you made that did not benefit you. It did not go well for you. And so now you have to face the consequence of your decision. And so I constantly, you know, tell her, you know, when you're at school in that classroom, that is the teacher's time. You focus, you get your work done. Don't give them a reason to have to say something to you, because your reputation will precede you. It will follow you and it will go before you. And you want to have a good reputation. It works for adults too. Your character will follow you and it will precede you. It will go before you. So when you get ready to go to the fifth grade, your teachers, that they're looking at your records and saying, oh, this child, she is a difficult child, or she is disruptive. She is, you know, she talks a lot. She doesn't listen. She is defiant. And I had to break it down to her. I'm like, do you know what defiant means? Defiant means you know the right thing to do and you purposely decide that you're not going to do it. I know that I should be sitting down and doing my work. However, I don't feel like it, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do this instead. That's defiance. And so I was like, you don't want to go to the fifth grade and that is your reputation, because now the teachers are going to be like, their little spidey senses are going to be tingling on you. So every little thing you do is going to be an issue. However, if you do what you're supposed to do in the classroom and you still get the teacher to send me something or the teacher to still text me. But you know, without a shadow of a doubt, I was doing my work. I was being quiet. I was listening. And this still happened. Now, I got to go up here and address the teacher. And so this is just kind of like a message for a lot of, you know, a lot of kids. Listen to your parents. If you know your parents, they love you, they care for you, they have your best interest at heart. Listen to what they're telling you. Like, we're not here to be mean. We're not here to hold you back from having fun. We want you to be able to have fun. But in this age that we live in, education is so important. And it's so important to be focused when you're in the classroom. You want to talk? You talk at recess. You talk at lunch. You talk in aftercare. But when you're in that classroom, you need to make sure that you're giving your teacher the respect that she or he deserves. Because when you are disruptive in class, that takes away from any other child that's in there trying to learn. Because now the teacher has to stop what she's doing, stop what he's doing to discipline you or focus on you. And now another child might miss out on a piece of education because you had to be spoken to or you had to be sent out of the classroom or the teacher constantly has to deal with you. Like, I was never a class clown in school. And don't get me wrong, like, you know, in my earlier years in school, like, a lot of times I had a smart mouth with, like, substitute teachers because I felt like, oh, you're not my real teacher. So, however, I really never had an issue with my behavior when it came to school. I enjoyed school. And I wish I would have pushed myself to go to college, even though I know it's not too late. However, I wish I would have pushed myself to go to college after high school, like to a 4-year college after high school. But, you know, I didn't do that. That wasn't my path at that time. And so now I'm here. And I don't... I often say I don't regret anything. If I had anything to regret, it is just not listening to people who had wisdom. Not taking the advice of those who walked in my shoes and knew better than me. If I had any regret, it was a lot of times making permanent decisions based upon temporary emotions that are fleeting, that they're here one day and they're gone tomorrow. And so, you know, it's very important for me, just as a mom, you know, to express to my daughter, like, you are beautiful, like, you are smart, so intelligent, and you can be whatever it is that you want to be. But if you don't check your attitude and your behavior, it is going to be a stumbling block in your way in life. Like, you're in the fourth grade now, but before you know it, you're going to be in high school. Before I know it, you're going to be in high school. So these years now coming up, they matter. Like, it doesn't seem like it now because some of our children, their minds can't fathom that far off. But I want her to be able to think about, you know, the choices you make now in school affect you going into middle school, affect you going into high school, will eventually affect you going into college. Because you're going to college. Don't worry, mommy gonna get this money. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's coming. And so you're gonna be able to go to college. You know, that is my desire for all my kids to go to college. Because all of my kids are smart. Even the ones that are not with me. When they have been around me, I have been the same way. And so I always want to come on my podcast and encourage. That is my desire, is to inspire and encourage those who listen to what, you know, what I share. I want to be an inspiration to you. I want to be able to encourage you, you know, to not give up. I wouldn't be anywhere if I chose to give up. And trust me, there has been many, many, many times that I was like, I just want to throw in the towel because this mountain just seems too high to climb. This weight seems like it's too heavy, and yet I am still standing here. I'm still pushing. I am not where I want to be, but Lord knows I am not where I was 4 years, 5 years ago. And I know that favor and blessings, I know that they are coming, and I'm learning every day to be patient and just wait because my time is coming. Because at the end of the day, I just want to be able to give of myself to others. You know, whenever I have, if I can help, I'm always willing to help. Because I know what it took others to help me. I know other people's sacrifices that they had to make to help me. I didn't get where I am on my own. I didn't do it by myself. I'm not an island. My village is strong. And I appreciate everyone that's in my village that has helped me with my kids, that has helped me with myself, whether it be financially, whether it be through just encouraging words, prayers, in whatever capacity, whether it just be spending time with me. I am forever grateful for that. And so I know it may seem like I'm all over the place, but I promise you, I'm not. Because these are the type of things that I try to instill in my 10-year-old, because she is the oldest. And I want her to be well-rounded. I don't want her to ever feel like she's entitled to anything. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's something here at the house. It doesn't matter if it's something as simple as she wants some ice cream. It's like, hey, ice cream is a treat. That is not a requirement. It is not a necessity for you to have. So when you get it, it's a privilege. So, you know, I want her to be as humble as possible, but I don't want her to go through the struggles that I had to go through. I don't want her to make the mistakes that I had to make, you know. And, you know, even with me talking to her the day before yesterday, because just a little backstory, the reason why she got a disciplinary note was because the teacher said that she walked out of the classroom. Now, when I spoke to my daughter, of course, kids are going to always tell you the story that makes them look the best. Like, they're always going to give you the story that puts them in the best light. After a while, I'm like, oh, you're crying wolf. Because now I don't even believe you, because it's like, so your teacher just lying on you all day? Every day? She's just picking on you. You the only one. And so, you know, she explained to me, you know, that the teacher, they had some sweaters that they had, and the teacher had told them earlier that when they finished doing their assignment, they could go put the sweater back. And later on, once they, you know, were completed with whatever assignment that they were doing, she, you know, went to, she asked if she can go put her sweater back, but she didn't wait for the reply. Like, she didn't wait for the answer. So I'm just like, so you didn't even know the teacher said it was okay for you to do it. You just told her this is what she was doing and you left. And I had to tell her, I'm like, you know, in this day and age, like, if your teacher don't tell you without a shadow of a doubt, yes, you can go do this and escort you or watch you or whatever, you don't go nowhere. I don't care if it's at a Christian school or not. Kids are getting snatched up every day, being sold to the highest bidder, being sexually abused and assaulted and, you know, molested, being taken, killed. And let me tell you something, if you go somewhere in your school and they can't find you, I'm not going to understand when I come up there. They're not going to be able to tell me, oh, I don't know where she is. What you mean? Someone better give me some answers ASAP, Rocky. That's just how I feel about it. And so I had to explain it to her, like, you know, kids your age, as, you know, little girls your age are getting taken. And it's a tragedy. Like, I look at these stories I see on Facebook and on TV, and I'm just like, it is a shame. Like, this world is filled with so much evil. People are burning kids, drowning them, killing them, dismembering their bodies. Why? If you don't want to be a parent, just walk away. That child did not ask to be here. So it's not fair for you to make a permanent decision for them because you can't handle it. Like, all this stuff is important. All of this is important. Knowing who your kids are around. You know, even for me, you know, I have another daughter who is 2 years younger than Michaela. And because me and my mother, we aren't on speaking terms, you know, I don't know who my daughter is around. And it bothers me every day. Especially, like, if my mom is dating a guy that I don't know. And when me and my mom were on speaking terms, when we did speak, and she would tell me about some man new in her life, I'm like, oh, let me talk to him. Let me holler at him for real quick. You know? Like, look, that's my mom. I love her. You gonna be with her? Don't play no games. You love her? And if he be like, yeah, all right, we're going to have to make a date for me to come up here and meet you. Because if you do my mama wrong, me and you going to have a situation. My daughter is there. If you do her wrong, me and you going to have a situation. And see, with me and my mom not speaking now, it makes it a little bit more harder. Because now, if my daughter is around someone that I don't know, or someone takes advantage of her, I have no way of knowing. And for me, that's a problem, because if anything happens to her, if anyone takes advantage of her in an inappropriate way, I hope somebody got bail money. You know? Like, my mom, you know, she just had a mild stroke not too long ago, which was scary for me because of the fact that, you know, we aren't talking, so I don't even know how you're doing. Except through, you know, my brother, who, you know, gives me updates on her condition. But, you know, that's, it's hard, you know, and for anybody who has to be away from their kids, like, I used to feel guilty a lot about the fact that, you know, I had made the decision to have family members help me with my children after my two kids' father passed. For a long time, I felt guilty. Because, you know, I didn't have my kids. You know, and I know that there's moms out here who have, you know, 2, 3, 4 babies, and they're doing what they need to do to make it work. And kudos to them. Much respect to those women who found it in themselves to push themselves to do what they had to do no matter what. I didn't have that type of strength. You know, I didn't have that type of strength. Like, here I am in a relationship with someone who I can admit I put all my eggs in one basket. Because I just knew with him it was forever. I didn't see myself with no one else. I didn't want to raise a family with nobody else. I didn't want to build an empire with nobody else. I was ride or die. Till the wheels fall off. And then the wheels fell off for one of us. And then I had to be like, dang, what do I do now? I don't even know. Like, I can't even wrap my head around what's going on, much less taking on this responsibility of raising these kids by myself. And at the time, I had 2 and 1 was on the way. And that was hard. You know, it wasn't an easy decision for me to make, saying, okay, you know, I'll take the help. And there's probably other ways that I could have gotten help without having to give up my kids. But I did what I did thinking I was doing the best for my children. And it wasn't supposed to be as long as it has been. This distance between me and my kids wasn't supposed to be as long as it has been. But I'm no longer going to allow myself to feel guilty for the decision that I made. And I'm not going to allow anyone else to make me feel guilty for the decision that I made. Because again, you know, no one else was in my shoes. No one else had to make that decision. You know, I feel for mothers who give up their kids for adoption. That has to be the hardest thing to do. To carry a child within you for 9 months and nurture it. And you love it. You can't separate yourself from that child. It's in you. And then to know that when you give birth to it, it's not going home with you. You have to give it to someone else because at the end of the day, you feel that you are making the best decision that's going to benefit your child and put them in the best position in life. I didn't want to see my kids struggle. I definitely didn't want them to see me struggle. I know what struggle is like. I watched my mom do it for a long time, and it was hard. It was hard. It was days where she had to work two jobs and I had to be at home by myself at 8 years old, babysitting my brother. It was times I had to stay home from school to watch him because her babysitter didn't come through. He wasn't in daycare. I had to grow up very early. I was still a child, but not a child. I was a child with some adult responsibilities. And so, those are the things that I don't want my daughter to have to go through. Like, I have been very fortunate that she has had the best family that have loved her. I mean, with all my children, but I, speaking regarding my oldest daughter, I have been very fortunate to have some great people around her who have nurtured her and loved her and have allowed her to be a child. She didn't have to grow up early. She didn't have to take on adult responsibilities. She could still keep her innocence. She could still be a child. You know, she still like playing with dolls. She not turning around and talking about what boy she like. Honey, because we don't have time for that. Trust me, the boys will come later. Right now, they nothing but headaches. You can wait on it. And so those are the things that I try my best to instill in my daughter. And, you know, my prayer is that, you know, I'll be in a position where I have all of my kids and I can instill all of those values in them. And they can see where mommy was and where mommy is now. And she didn't give up. She kept going, even when it was tough, even when it was hard, even when it seemed like there was no way out, even when it seemed like she was under. I feel like I've always been the underdog. I've always been the black sheep. And I can say there are some things that are in the works that I'm so proud of myself. Because if I never pushed myself to keep doing it, it wouldn't have gotten done. And I can't wait to see what God is going to do in my life. I can't wait to see what God is going to do in the life of my kids. I can't wait to see how God is going to use me to bless others, to help others. And in whatever capacity that God has me in. However he wants to use me, I'm willing to be used of him. Because this life is bigger than just what we see in front of us. This life is bigger than just our narrow tunnel vision view. What we do impacts our seeds. What we do impacts people that we are connected to, which impacts the people that they are connected to, and so on and so forth. And so that is what I wanted to share this evening. As always, please listen, please share. My podcast is available on most streaming most streaming sites like Spotify, Google, Anchor. So please, please, please listen. If you want to leave a comment, feel free to leave a comment. It's late, so I got to get up and go to work in the morning. I wish everybody nothing but peace and blessings. And until we come back together again, see you later.